All right, so like fisherman's friend, right?
Yeah,
fisherman's friend.
Yeah,
is a cough drop that was introduced to me last year when I like got sick or whatever, right?
Okay.
Someone was like, "Yo, Kev, these are like the best cough drops that you will ever have," and I was like, "That's crazy, I never heard of them." Dude, you look at the cough drop. Let me just show you what it looks like.
Yeah, let me see it.
I'm gonna give you one as well. I mean, I know you're not sick or anything.
Nah, that's cool. Yeah.
Just you know what? Here, go ahead, take one out. Get yourself a little friend.
Oh, it's not even wrapped.
Yeah. Did it come out?
No.
There you go.
Oh,
you got a
God
lot.
Damn it.
How many did you get? Just
like four, bro.
Just throw them back in there. You'll die if you have all four. Anybody else want to try? Fisherman friend? Fisherman friend? Nicole, thank you for being here. We got Charlie as well. You know. So, you saw it. You saw what it looks like. It looks like fish food.
It does, yeah. And it's not wrapped. I was not expecting that. Every cough drop I've ever had has always been wrapped. So I don't know how sanitary that is. Come on, Kev. Come on.
So what do you think, though? It's like powerful, right?
Yeah, definitely powerful. Doesn't taste that bad either.
Nah, bro. It's like a eucalyptus, but like hardcore.
You know what? I like Ricolas. You like Ricolas? That's my go-to.
Ricola.
That's my go-to.
Nah, but with a nice glass of water, dude, or a cup of water, yes. That shit. Rejuvenate, bro. Yeah. Brings you right back to life, bro. Yeah. Brings you right back to life. So, shout out Fisherman's Friend for making this tea time possible.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to them.
What's up, my man, Xavier? Welcome to Tea Time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. I'm here with the man, Xavier. Don't let me hang in. Cheers. Shake it up. Welcome to a Tea Time exclusive. Now, I don't know how good it's going to taste with the mint in the mouth.
Probably not good.
It's probably not going to taste probably good, but we're good. Still going to get after it. Here we go. Yeah,
here we go. Let's do it. Wow. That is not good.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, man. There you go. So you got some freaking mango and mint. That's an awful mix.
That's a horrible mix.
That's horrible. Raspberry and mint. Oh. It's great, though. I love it. Dude, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, man.
On a Wednesday here, you know, we're going to shoot the shit, have some fun. And something I was thinking about is, you know, you and I, we've known each other for a very long time, right? And
yeah, 17 years.
One of the things that just randomly today popped in my head was, you know, I remember we had a science class together.
Yeah, it was my senior year. It was your junior year.
Exactly, yeah. Bro. I was a year ahead. I was very smart. I was beyond.
You were, yeah. What was our physics? Coster, right?
Is that his name?
Yeah. Mr. Coster. Yeah,
Mr. Coster.
Yeah.
I remember he was very sad.
With his Rockport sneakers. Mm-hmm. He always wore the Rockport sneakers. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. And dude, senior year, I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, we're in the same class together.
Yep.
But my favorite part about the class, I don't know if you knew this, that's where I actually saw Interstellar for the first time.
Was that class?
Yeah, it was in that classroom.
I don't remember that.
Because
that's a great
movie. You guys had senior skip week. And
That's right. It was that day?
And I was, so I had to be in school.
Okay.
So yeah, I remember seeing Interstellar in that classroom. I remember crying during the movie because it was a very sad movie.
It's an incredible movie.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's up there in my top 10 of all time.
Top five, bro. Top five. Honestly, probably number one for me. I think I've said that many of times.
I didn't know you got the poster framed. That looks great.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. I have a Wall Street movie poster that I have framed.
The Wolf of Wall Street, bro. Yep. Chris loves that movie.
I know. That's my favorite movie of all time.
It is?
Yep. Number one all time. I've watched it probably 57 times.
Do you quote the movie as you watch it?
Yep.
Oh, God. I would hate watching
it. I can't help myself, dude. I try, but I can't help it.
You're the person that drives me crazy. You understand that?
I got a license for it, though.
What do you mean? What?
I drive you crazy.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that was a bad joke.
That's what that was.
Yep. Yep.
No, but all right. So back to that class, right? Back to the class.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember our paper mache roller coaster ride?
I do. I do remember that. Yep.
Bro, I was trying to find that image because I know it's somewhere, right? Do you have it?
I don't. I remember I took a really funny picture. Do you remember that picture? I don't want to put it on blast. I don't know who's going to hear this, but do you remember that picture?
No, I don't. What's that picture? Put it on blast. Who cares who hears
it? I was behind. I'm not going to say who it was. Remember, I was behind somebody who had a big, big fucking booty.
Okay.
I was like.
Oh, wow.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
You took the picture.
I took the photo.
You took the picture.
Do you still have that photo?
No, nah, I don't.
Okay, yeah.
I don't.
What?
No.
Was that the same class? That it was just that class?
It was that same class, yeah.
Shit, man.
It was Costner's class.
Yeah, no, I was trying to find that roller coaster picture because I remember that project. I remember I put a lot of work into it because our co-companion was also a senior.
Yeah.
And he really didn't care as much either.
No, I don't remember who it was though, do you?
Dave. I think it was Dave. Maznick, maybe.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. But anyway, that's what I remember, bro. All right, I just felt like I needed to bring that up because...
That's a good memory.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good memory.
I was just like, in my head today, I was like, and I really am dying to try to find this roller coaster picture for you guys because, dude, this thing was fucking amazing.
It was nice.
It had a toilet bowl and everything. It was nice. You know, I put countless hours into it, and I think I know where it is, and I don't think I'll ever be able to get it back. Only way that we will be able to get it is by somehow it is stored away in this computer, which is possible, but not likely, okay? Because I feel like it was on my iPhone.
It was on mine too. It was my old one. I mean, that was what, 8 years ago now?
Oh, bro. Since
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
since then, I've been through many of phones. You know, yep, I'm now part of Team Android.
Oh, you switched over?
Been switched over.
Why?
Man. Because it is superior.
No, it's not.
It is superior.
Why?
Okay. You don't want to hear something crazy, absolutely insane? Okay. That man right there taking the photos, he was the reason that I got on Android. Okay.
Yeah, and now he's got an iPhone.
Yeah. And now he's got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit? Yo, what do you got to say for yourself, Charlie? Because, you know, you were a pioneer. Make sure you turn that on. You got to just hit that flick up. You were a pioneer of trying to convince Apple users to go to Android. And here you are going back on your word and going to Apple.
Listen here. I was an avid Galaxy user. It's a great phone. I still think it's better. But the iPhone is just simple. It's a very simple phone. Mm. So if you want to live a simple life, you get an iPhone, you know, it's not as a Galaxy is a great phone. It just has so much you can do. You know, it's a better phone, but it's a lot more complicated. That's it. It's just simple. I like both. But yeah, I do miss my Galaxy, not going
to
lie.
That's all we needed to hear.
Yeah.
It's a better phone. It's a better phone. So yeah, I switched over, bro. Been switched over. And I'm happy because of it.
When did you switch over? How long ago?
Definitely about a year ago. Maybe
about a year.
A year and a half. You know, one thing I do remember about switching over was they asked me, do you want to take your contacts, bring it into your new phone,
right,
and so on and so forth? Do you want to keep that old phone number? And I was like, nah, I'm good. I was like, take that out. And they were like, why? I was like, because I think it's a good time. I think it's always a good thing to reset your fucking phone book. Okay, reset all of these people who you don't even know are in your phone and like... just get rid of them and get a new phone number. So that's what I did, you know, and that felt like an adulthood decision right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You still had my number though, somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I went out, the people who I care for, I went out and I acquired your number, or, you know, I made it known that I switched my number and that if you wanted to hit me up, blah, 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 do this, do that, you know, but it showed me how many people I didn't really need in that phone book, you know, because that phone book.
How many contacts did you think you had prior to you deleting everybody?
What, in the other phone?
In the other phone.
Definitely, yeah. Probably, let's say probably like 150. Let's just say 150.
What did you end up with?
What did I end up with?
Yeah, after you switched over.
After I switched over, probably like 40.
Wow.
Yeah, probably like 40.
Big drop.
Yeah, for sure, bro. You know, like, because also keep in mind, they were also like people who I had in my phone from like work, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who I don't even like work with anymore.
Right, right.
So I went ahead, switched, happy about the decision. Works great, works fantastic. It's better than Apple. And that's where I'm at, man. But, you know, adulthood, that was an adult decision. And, you know, before you and I got into this podcast, excuse me, I mentioned that, you know, just take notes about certain things that you see, you know, building up to the podcast, some thoughts that might pop into your head, you know, and, you know, I did have one thing that I wanted to bring up. It could get real dark. It could get real philosophical. So I don't know if you want to head down that path right now or if, because I know you said you had some things as well. So
take it away, please.
All right, I would love to hear it. Go ahead. So, okay. So like I mentioned
in
adulthood, shit like that, right? We just celebrated my good friend's 30th birthday. You know, he's getting pretty old, but he's still out there, you know? But nonetheless, you know, I put it in thought and context, and I was like, damn, like I'm 25, right? I'm 25. I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting older. What is adulthood? What is it all about?
Right, right.
Right? Adulthood, you know, realization today. I think adulthood is a lot about survival. Is what adulthood becomes is yes. survival.
Yep.
And I don't know if there's another like, what would be another way to look at adulthood other than survival?
That's what it is. And then what's even scarier is if you end up having children at some point, like now you have to care for a whole human being by yourself. Like, I don't know. That scares me though. Scares me to death.
Survival. You know, I think, what are we surviving from? You know, what are we trying to survive for?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
Talking about adulthood, I'm about to buy a house.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Big moves. Big moves.
Big moves. That's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
Well, did you check the bathroom?
Yeah.
Which way does the toilet water swirl?
Swirl so the clockwise.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Clockwise, yeah. All right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. That's all you need. So talk to me about this home. Does it have a front? Does it have a porch? Does it have a driveway? Does it have a backyard? Are there kids involved? Is there a fence? What is it?
So I know you were talking about where I could send you some stuff and maybe we can add it on later. But I don't know if you can do that with this, but I'm still going to try and send it to you just for your own visual effect here.
Oh, we're not going to give people photos of your crib, bro. We don't want them knowing where you live.
All right. Listen, let them try. All right. I sent it to you. But okay. It's a really nice starter home. It's got a garage. It's got like a nice concrete driveway where it leads up to concrete steps. You know, nice trees in the front. It's like the traditional middle-class American home.
Congratulations. You are appreciate how it. Old now?
27.
27. Yep. 27, buying your first home.
Yep.
How's that feel?
You know, you think it's good and it sounds great, but then I have all these other friends. I'm like one of the last people that I know right now, coworkers and some of my other friends that, you know, that are buying a home right now. So I feel a little bit behind the eight ball, but at the same time.
Well, what are the rest of them doing? Renting?
No, the rest of them are buying a home. I was renting.
Oh, okay.
They have a home already.
Yeah, but what's the point of like comparing that shit, bro?
There is no point.
There really is none there is no at point. All, bro. You know, there's so many people who stay at their parents' crib and just stay there for the rest of their life because they save a shit ton of money. You know, I know I was talking to, not talking, but I was listening to a podcast. Can't remember which one it was, but they were giving someone shit because he rents and he's a very, you know, wealthy person. He right. rents and they were like, what the fuck does it matter if I rent, bro? Like, I still got a roof over my head.
That's what a lot of wealthy people, especially in major cities, that's what they do. They rent apartments.
Exactly.
You know, that's what they do. Like, nice apartments, obviously, but,
yeah.
you know. There's yeah. nothing wrong with it. And, you know, you've been over to my crib, and so has so many of my other friends. And it's a nice place, but.
Beautiful home.
It's time.
Beautiful dog.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful car. This man got a beautiful car. Just peeped it today.
Yeah, he just looked at it today. Yeah.
Nice fucking Jeep.
Chris loves that car.
I mean, it's studded. It's all ready to go, man. You're plowing through any type of snow.
I've had that for 2.5 years now.
It's sturdy, man. Sturdy for you.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, so back to adulthood, right? Okay, so this is a surreal thought for me, okay? This is a surreal thought for me. I'm not ready for the other side of 43. I am not prepared at all for the other side of 43.
What happens after 43?
After 43, why 43?
Yeah, why specifically?
Okay, because the average American age is 77 years old.
So that's halfway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't think I'm ready for the other side of 43. I'm actually terrified to see the other side of 43.
I am too.
You know, because of how fast these 25 went.
It's crazy.
Okay, it's fucking bonkers.
Do you know what I can't stand? Do you remember in high school when you're like all you wanted to do was finish high school? Whatever you wanted to do, and everybody's like, "Oh, treasure your high school years," and then you always blew it off. And I wish I did, man. I wish I valued it more. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy how far it went.
I don't know. I think it's hard to cherish the actual reality of things while you're in it, and it's easier to like you know try to hold them close when the time has passed.
Right, right.
You know, so that's where we're at with all that. You know, and that's almost anyone to be like, "Oh man." Like, I wish I didn't, you know, rush. You know, it's so cliche. I wish it I didn't is. Rush to, you know, get out of school and go to college and become an adult and become survival. Just have to deal with this survival every day. You know, like, it's cliche, but that's the real shit, man.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So the other side of 43, I'm not ready for it, you know, and I'm worried about it. I'm like, damn, what is it? Do I want to make it? Do I not want to make it? Do I want to go past and surpass 43 and keep going past 77 to even 80. I don't know.
You can do it. You can do it.
I mean, certainly I can do it. I mean, if I stop eating Popeyes, you know, I'd be all right. Probably if I stop drinking Arizonas every fucking week, I'd probably, you know, have a longevity, a good shot of getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm worried about that, you know, just worried to see where the future goes, you know. You know, you mentioned children. We talked about Interstellar. One of the most impactful things about Interstellar and children is like, it was a thought, it was a philosophy, is that, you know, once your children are born, all you are for them, like after that, your main purpose is to serve memories.
That's it.
That's all you are.
That's all you are.
And it's like, fuck. Like,
kids are the future.
And I don't even have that. You know, I mean, granted, we're young, you know?
Yeah, we're young. Yeah.
So, but shit, man. I mean, listen, you got a fiance. You got yourself a lovely home. Got yourself a beautiful car. You know, da-da-da. You know, should I feel like I'm behind the eight ball?
No, exactly. No,
I'm not behind shit. You know, no. I mean, I'm chilling. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, and you're doing very well at it too.
Thanks, man.
This place is great. This is really nice. I haven't been here in a while.
It has been a while since you've been here, man. You were on here episode like what?
10.
Oh, was it 10?
Number 10.
I was going to guess 11.
No, number 10.
I was going to guess 11. Yep. Did you listen to that episode recently before you came?
I did not. I haven't memorized. It's an easy memory too because my number at work, when you're on the schedule, there's 15 full-timers. So one would be the chief, and then it goes all the way down to 15. And I'm number 10.
Gotcha.
X, number numeral. Yeah.
Damn, it all worked out.
Easy.
It all worked out.
Easy.
Yeah, crazy times back then, man. We were talking about DMX. You know, he was going through his stuff.
We jinxed him, man.
Yeah.
Because he was alive until the day after.
I don't think we jinxed him, bro.
I feel like we jinxed him.
Possible. I don't know. It was crazy. Yep. But yeah, man. Since then it's been a very long time. You know, we talked about your accident.
Yeah.
Back then we talked about, you know, your police work, you know, and you know, you're still continuing that nowadays.
Yeah, still there, same place.
How's it feel, man?
No different.
Anything you care to share? Some fun stories?
Some fun stories. Well, if we're saying career-wise, I mean, not in the last couple of years, but there was you can't make this up. There was a car that was stolen out of Scranton. It was a Honda CRV.
Oh, I think I saw that.
This was years ago.
Oh, never mind.
This was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay,
probably.
Continue.
I was brand new. And it was a strong-arm robbery, meaning somebody came with a weapon, whether it was a knife or a gun, and robbed the person of their vehicle and then took off.
Like GTA.
Just like GTA.
Okay.
Somehow or another, the car ends up going through Dixon City. Dixon City finds the car, gets into a pursuit with it, and it comes through our town, and then it's going into the next town, so we're in this pursuit. And if you're familiar with Main Street, if you take Main Street all the way down, it goes past into like German and Carbondale area. The guy ended up going off an embankment and crashed his car. So we run to the car, we smash the window, grab him, rip him out. Now he's wearing, it was probably about fall time, and he's wearing light gray sweatpants. So after we cuff him up and we bring him up, we see going perfectly down the crease of his crack.
He shit himself.
Nah, he's bleeding.
Oh.
He's bleeding. So we're thinking, like, how is this possible? Like, we're thinking it's glass. Like, how did we hit the window, break the glass, and have the glass shatter, go down his shirt, into his boxers? It didn't make any sense. When he crashed, he was going like, you know, 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour. And when he saw the embankment coming, he clinched so hard, he ruptured his asshole.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
You can't make that up.
That's kind of disgusting.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just had that stabbing the other day. Did you see that?
How embarrassing. No, there was a stabbing the other day?
In Blakely, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. It was over a drug deal. An apparent drug deal.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know what? I'd rather a stab fight than a gunfight. That's just me, though, you know? Like,
Scranton's getting bad. Dude. With all the gun violence. All
right, no shit?
No shit.
This guy right here, he got... Someone stole out of his car. You know, stole some shit out of his car. We just had a podcast with Methodonics, and we wrapped up our show around, like, 1 a.m. type shit. Like, it was a late show.
Okay.
And, his buddy walked outside, and as he was walking out there, dude, there was some guy trying to break into his car.
No shit.
Yeah, man. So, like, Franklin Ave is a hot spot for robberies, man. Like, car robberies.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and Mario.
Yeah.
Someone's got into his car, fucking stole his registration, his insurance, shit like that, man. Some shoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Dude, I mean, they leave the car's locked, right? I mean, they're not.
Yeah, no, but if to my understanding, I guess the thief, the skilled thief, he's only good when it's an old model car.
Right, okay, right.
Where you can actually like pop the lock type
right,
shit.
Right, with the Slim Jim going exactly, in and pulling out. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Mario, that his car is older and you know, has the old style type of lock.
Okay.
Popped it. Exactly.
But so. Do you still have your Taurus?
My Ford yeah. Fusion?
Or the Fusion,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tom Ford, yeah, he's still rolling.
Tom Ford, that's
yeah, he's still rolling. He sits aside. He sits outside.
But your car, for instance, couldn't get broken into that way because
yeah, it's got
it's
the,
newer.
It's got the button locks.
It's got the button. That's what I have. Okay, exactly. So I don't have to worry about my car being out there right now. Okay, so
no,
we're
bro,
good.
You're good. You're good.
All right, so we're good.
And it's usually around 2 a.m. 2 a.m. that they like to start the robberies.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's because everybody's sleeping. You know what I mean? Most people.
I'm just making that up, bro. I don't really know.
Oh. Got me.
Nah, I don't know, bro. Oh, this fucking cough. I still feel it.
Let me ask you a question.
What do you got?
It was funny. We were just talking about Interstellar. So it was funny. I ended up going down a rabbit hole by accident. And
those are fun.
Not that I'm obsessed with this, but I've been doing a lot of research and I'm just curious on everybody's different opinions about what they experience. How do you feel about this whole UFO thing and aliens possibly existing? How do you feel about that?
There is no possibility of it existing because it does exist.
It does exist. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, no, for a fact.
But I mean, these. You know Bob Lazar is?
Bob Lazar is.
You know who Bob Lazar is? Before everybody knew it was Area 51.
All right, hold on. Grab the mic if you're going to tap in because Charlie knows this guy.
No, yeah, there you go.
Bob Lazar, bro. He's the one who claimed he worked at Area 51
mm-hmm.
and saw some shit.
Not only saw some shit, solid. He worked on shit.
Yeah, like worked on shit. He said, didn't he say there was like an object that had like a force around it?
Yeah, it was like the
figure out.
It was the
or wait,
the engine almost.
It, didn't it say? Didn't he say it had like its own gravitational pull
yep.
almost?
Yep, I it's was an like, anti-gravity. Bro, propulsion system. That's what exactly. it is. It's
I was
a propulsion
like, bro,
system.
That would be so wild if that was true. I don't know though. Because like he's just a man's story.
Well, it is what's just his like story. Credibility?
Well, he went to MIT. Yeah.
Didn't he have the Honda that he put like a jet?
He put a jet
on?
Engine into
yeah,
his Honda.
A jet engine
in the
into
80s.
His Honda.
In the 80s.
So he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's no joke. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast like 4 years ago.
So how is he not like, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Wow. He's claiming that like they're coming for him, like all his like friends, mm-hmm. fam.
Yep.
They like removed him from like faculties of certain school, but there's like people that were like teachers there that are like, "Yo, he went there."
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I gotta like.
So what happened was
like erasing his existence.
They erased exactly. his existence. His birth certificate doesn't even exist anymore. What basically happened was,
how do you find him? Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
So many questions.
You're good. You're
now,
good.
Now I want to go down
Pandora's
this rabbit hole.
This is what I'm saying. This is how I started this rabbit hole is what with Bob Lazar. But basically, anyway, what happened was this guy's an engineer. He finished his school. He gets hired in a government facility type job. Nobody tells him what the job is. He ends up going to the site and they have him, you know, doing all this paperwork and everything else. And long story short, what happens is he gets a lab partner. I think his name is Barry, if I remember correctly. And they're working and he sees it's a disc-like spacecraft. And the propulsion system for this spacecraft is a sphere. That's all it is a sphere. When you activate it, it creates its own, again, according to Bob Lazar, it creates its own gravitation or gravity, I should say. So like two magnets, if you take two magnets and you put them together, you know how they cancel each other out and you can't touch them? It's just like that. If you go to try and touch it, it won't work. So there's nothing, obviously, that we have now, nor that we ever have technology-wise that can make something like this. It's not possible. So basically what happens is he ends up getting almost let go of this Area 51. He worked there for, I think it was like 6 or 8 months. And as a backup, because like you said, right? As a backup, he talked to a reporter out in Las Vegas. I forget his name off the top of my head. But he talked to him and basically released his story as like a backup. So him releasing the story, if something ever happened to him, everybody knows it was the government that took care of him and everybody would know this was real. So what the government did instead in retaliation was they canceled him. No birth certificate, no MIT degree, nothing. All of his previous jobs that he worked at, he's erased like he never existed.
That's fucking nuts.
It's crazy. There was not, and according to him, there was 9 spacecrafts that he saw in the site, Area 51. One, and you know, people ask him, like, you know, do you know where they came from? He says, and or at least he states, that no information was ever relevant to him. It's just you have to work on. He was basically trying to reverse engineer the technology that they had, which is impossible. But they were trying it, trying to figure out how it worked and everything else. But he got no backstory on anything. But one of them, he believes he overheard, or at least his lab partner told him, that it was an archaeological dig. That's crazy.
An archaeological dig, as in like they dug it from the earth? Is yes. that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Huh.
Which would mean it's ancient, millions of years old.
Yeah.
And it still works. So it's shit like that that got me, like I said, down this rabbit hole, essentially, where I heard the story and I'm like, well, how true is this? Like, and I'm listening and I'm watching all these stories and he basically says, he's like, you can believe me or not believe me. He's like, I don't care.
How old is he?
He's old. He's probably in his 60s. He's like, I don't get any monetary value for this. Like, I refuse anything. If anybody wants to contribute anything to me, like, he gets paid nothing. So he's like, I'm just trying to show you that I'm in this for nothing. Why would I tell this story? Why would I make myself disappear? Why would I get death threats? Why would I get raided by the FBI every other month? Like, you know what I mean?
That's so, an intense it's crazy. To live. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm going to have to check him out.
Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar.
Shout out to Bob. We believe you, buddy.
Charlie, you got anything for Bob?
Listen. I just don't know how much I could believe of it because he has like this persona sometimes that I'm like, it seems too good to be true.
It does.
Like, it seems too good to be true. And like, there's so many little coincidences. Like, his name is Bob Lazar, but it looks like Laser. I'm like, he seems like a character that was just created.
You think so?
Like, it could, like, there's a little bit of me. The same way that I believe it could be true is the same way I'm like, it could be. Like, it's right down the middle. I can't,
I'm not sold.
That's the only thing. But he does have, like Xavier was saying, he's got credentials.
He's got credentials and crazy. He has an unbelievably descriptive understanding and story on how this technology works. Which, I mean, how could you
There was
that
one more thing. Didn't he, the element that he talked about?
Element it was later 115, yep.
It was like later actually proven to be an element.
Yep.
Like, it was like, and now we've like discovered a few more elements after it or something
yep.
like that.
You know what element 115 is?
Jamie?
Oh, I don't know exactly what it is.
Element 115 is the fuel source that after they discovered these spacecrafts, if you want to call them that, it is the substance or element that is used to fuel what they have.
Wow. That is nuts. What is
am I right?
Let's see. Element 115 is muscovium.
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 Is it a liquid, solid metal?
Let's see. What's the significance? The use of lies only in the field of research. There's no, I don't know. I can't really find anything.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Because it's like top secret, but yeah.
There's I'm trying to think of the guy's name, man. I'm drawing a blank on his name. He worked in Alaska and I went on like a fucking tangent on this guy. But it was with the wrong person. Okay. Like it was the wrong tea time to have with that person. Ironically, it was a tea time. But he just wasn't like following me, you know, like we just weren't like on the same type of like conspiracy type shit.
Right, right.
So let me see if I can pull it up. And I think I might have like ended up deleting it because I was like, damn, like I really went down this rabbit hole and I was like, people are going to look at me and think I'm fucking nuts.
That's how I felt about this alien thing. And like, I mean, in my opinion, how could we be alone, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, the aliens are real, 100%. You know I talked with Nick Miller about the Mexican alien, you know, the alien that was unveiled in Mexico. Okay. you give it a fucking.
Was it that like dig site that the meme is kind of all over the place about it? Was it that? It was real recent.
Like,
right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It looked like a mummified.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, where's my chocolates? Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Chocolates.
That's how
it looked.
That's how the image looked. Okay. So yeah, I believe that. I don't question the legitimacy of it.
I don't either.
I don't question the legitimacy of it. I found it right here. This is a guy.
Eric Hecker. Holy shit, man.
Eric Hecker.
Yeah, Eric J. Hecker. I remember this now. He runs a podcast. But his story is he was a plumber. Okay.
Okay.
He was a plumber in the city of New York, right? And at the time, work didn't, you know, fell through. He needed to find work, and he managed to find a job that was listed in Colorado. So he took the job, got flown out to Colorado. He was there for training for a little bit. And then in Colorado, they told him, like, hey, you and this amount of people are all going to Antarctica to work on a base.
Okay.
You know, Antarctica is one of those, like, it's locked down. You can't be there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, that's nuts. So anyway, he talks about all the training they had to do, you know, like self-isolation, you know, because, they had like a group of 20 people, and those 20 people needed to be together because Antarctica is a fucking wild place.
Yeah.
Like, it's a desert, you know, it's so cold out there. You could like hear your blood pumping through your veins, according to Eric, you know, and this is like, you got to keep your sanity is things that they were training for, keeping your sanity. But he dealt with something along the lines called direct energy weaponry, DEW. Okay. And he talked about how there has been UFOs, you know,
right.
coming in and out. Direct energy weaponry. He talked about a beam being shot up all the way to the sky. So much energy being absorbed and being shot up to the sky for communication and, you know, for energy, you know, just transfer energy, shit like that.
Right.
He also talked about this beam causing earthquakes, you know, because that's how much it is, how like much the energy it's drawing. Yeah. Exactly. He's not canceled. He's none of that. Like he's renowned. His stories are true, and he's just out here trying to like spread the word. Is his thing all about Antarctica and all the crazy things that are going on over there? All these high tech secret projects that are going on over there. Because I mean, it is nuts to think about it. That worldwide, there's a continent that's fucking blocked off.
Yep.
To any civilian of any type of, you know, form of society.
Yeah.
You know, so that's...
Civilizations, older civilizations.
Something is going on over there.
You know what I believe, too? There's a lot of, especially like the big UFO sightings. What really does it for me is the pilots for the military that have countless reports that see something in the sky that, you know, that is not of what technology that we have, right? And it's always, always, always over the ocean. So okay. What a lot of people believe, and what I kind of believe, there's been a ton of stories of some sort of craft flying in the air and going into the ocean. A lot of people believe that if there are aliens, if they are here, that's where they're staged out. They're in the ocean.
I mean, it's believable, is it not?
Isn't it? That's the best place to hide.
No shit, man. Yeah, there's so many things on there. I actually just saw a video of like a giant gill shark deep in the depth of the ocean. It's freaking huge.
Did you ever see the pictures that people think they see of megalodons? That's like a new thing now in the last like couple months.
No. You know what pictures I've been seeing? It's completely irrelevant.
Okay.
Like swagged out cartoon version characters. Like how
all
they
the
used
time.
To.
Yeah.
Like Squidward in like a purple, in like a purple pimp suit. Or like Peter Griffin, you know, with a chain and like a Louis Vuitton shirt on, bro. Like, yeah. I'm being dead ass. I don't know. This is a new trend going on. Is this? It's like AI generated too.
Oh, it's AI generated?
Of course, bro. Yeah. Why not?
That's everything.
So I'm sorry. We got off topic there. Megalodon. So, no, I haven't seen the photos of a megalodon.
No.
Definitely, there's got to be. I mean, all right, let's talk about Bigfoot, right? That newest sighting of Bigfoot.
I just saw that today.
You just saw it today, Colorado,
yeah.
Colorado,
yeah,
guys.
Colorado.
Charlie, what do you think? You know, I think definitive proof, guys.
I think that's some brother in a costume. That's what I'm saying.
You think it's a homie in a costume?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you think it's legit?
I mean, pero por qué? Why not?
Bro, you're bugging out.
Really,
bro?
Tell me
on.
How.
Come on. You think if there was a fucking Sasquatch, we wouldn't have known it by now?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Come on.
Like, do you believe in the Loch Ness
Monster?
Hiding?
Yo, so what is it that is going to take it? What is it that's going to make it happen for you guys that he's real? What?
All right, wait.
How many
So you're saying there's
one
single Sasquatch left, right? I need to see like hundreds, or like it being like them in a store walking through a city, something. Bro, not yeah. deep in the woods. And we got this blurry ass shot from some blurry like, ass trail cam.
Bro, come on. That's all it is now.
Now we got, I believe that there's definitely more than one Yeti out there.
I do too. If they are real, there's probably
come on, dude.
A couple
bro,
thousand.
We called it by all real. Of its names. Yeti, fucking
Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
We just hit all fucking levels.
Yeah. Chupacabra, right? Anything else?
Nah, I think that's it, right?
No, guys. All right. I don't know. I believe it's real. Why not? Because the fucking video's blurry?
They need to capture
it. The video.
They got to capture it, I think, and I'll believe it.
All right. You know what I will find alarming? No one on the train seemed excited about this thing walking in the field.
Right.
Like, it just, like, I think if I saw that.
You'd be bugging out.
Yeah, I'd be like,
what the fuck?
But the guy on the phone, the guy on the phone was like, babe, give me it. I got it. Take a photo.
Yeah. I could do it. No problem.
Oh, you do it, babe. Relax. I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
You know? Now, yo, yeah. Check it out, yo.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, exactly, dude. But that wasn't what happened there.
Nah. It's crazy.
Yo, Nicole, are you recording? Like, what's going on here? You got me all fucked up, man.
Nicole's out here, Spielberg, on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what is she?
That's cool.
Same. Hey, I appreciate what you do. You I appreciate everything.
Yeah. Oops.
All right. So, like, something I've always wanted to do, but I've never done it, was I've always wanted to, like, start the show off with, like, I mean, we're already way into the show.
It's super in, yeah.
But, was that?
It's super in.
Yeah. But it was just, like, do, like, an accent with it. But, like, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. You know, I think. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. Welcome to the Middleman Podcast.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
Dude, I practice it for no reason, bro.
That's like, really
it's
good.
One of those things that.
That's really
being
good.
In a shower, you'd be like, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez.
That's
reminds
funny.
Me of like fucking soccer. Shelly, it's got to be a goal. Shelly.
Yeah.
Yo, Neymar, just tore his ACL. Crazy. Crazy. Absolutely upsetting.
What is it? What's
Neymar. Neymar.
Neymar.
Neymar in soccer.
No, I don't watch soccer.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
You watch football. Steeler fan.
Can I just say something for the record?
Yeah, sure. What do you
Fire
got?
Fire Matt Canada.
I know. I
can I get an amen?
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Fuck Matt Canada.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
So let me see. What else? Anything else you guys got for tea time, man? Anything else? Because I got some nose here. I don't know if I got it much. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, going back to our space thing, you know, it would be really cool if you can actually end up editing this. Do you ever hear what a black hole sounds like?
No.
It's the most horrifying thing I've ever heard. So
really?
There's no sound in space, right? That's like a known fact. So what scientists did was they put some sort of a listening device, an audio recorder in space to try and get as close as they could to a black hole. Once they received the footage, they had to amplify it like 200 million times just because so human ears can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It is sounds like a demon screaming.
Okay, NASA releases audio of black hole. Okay, it's a 35-second audio. Yep. We're going to listen to it.
Here let's listen to it.
Oh, that's fucked.
Isn't that fucked? That's horrifying. It's like what The Conjuring sounds like. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like. Like when the girl's about to clap, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that was disturbing, man.
Yeah, right?
I didn't think I needed to hear that. I don't know if I'm going to be going to sleep tonight now. Shit.
That was fucked up.
Nah, that's pretty sick, man. Yeah, that it is so unique. Space is unique, man. Hold on. There's a space hotel. Apparently, it's been approved type shit that they're going to be making a space hotel.
No way, really?
Yeah, I'm so serious. I heard it on a Bad Friends podcast. Hold on. Let me see. They pulled up like a whole article and everything. It was like...
I did not hear that.
2020... Did you hear this, Charlie? Did you hear that episode? Space hotel. Oh, 2027. Look, there it is. The first space hotel plans to open in 2027.
Wow. That's only 4 years away.
It's a Voyager station is slated to be a luxury resort designed to accommodate 280 guests and 112 crewmen, complete with, let's keep reading. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I'm curious on price too.
Here, look at this.
Oh, that's what it's going to look like?
It's a blueprint, whether or not it looks.
He said, hold your horses now. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to sign my name to this. It's a blueprint.
It's a blueprint. I don't know. But and it just, the billionaires, Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson.
That'd do it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk has nothing to do with it?
No, nothing.
Wow.
That's right. Imagine he's got something brewing in secret. Like when it launches out, he's just like, well, we got something better.
Yeah, something better. Like a water park.
Water park.
Water park. Water park in space.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
accommodate 280 guests, 112 crew members, complete with a restaurant, a bar, a concert hall. Oh, my God. Could you imagine watching U2 in fucking space?
Dude, that would be crazy.
Yo, hold on. What's up with U2? Remember you? All right, hold on. We'll get into U2.
Go back.
And even a cinema. Like what? Celestial getaways. Right now, through. It remains. I don't even know how to pronounce that word.
No price. I'm just curious.
Bro, this kind of sounds like that scuba diving or that deep sea thing that just blew
up. The Titanic
thing? Yeah, yeah. Bro, it kind of sounds like that. Like a little bit. Rich people, they're just like, yo, come travel to far, far away lands with us. Trust us. And then you get in some rinky-dink space hotel, bro.
How about how fucked up that was? What was it called? The ocean what?
I don't remember. I have no idea. All I just remember is...
What was it called, Nicole?
Ocean Gate?
No. Was it Ocean Gate? That doesn't sound right. Jamie?
We got two Jamies over here.
Yeah, we got two Jamies.
The tank that it's...
It's or submarine.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say anything about price, right? But it says... You know how they were bringing...
What is it?
Ocean Gate.
Oh, it is Ocean Gate.
The Titan.
That's what it is, the Titan. Yeah.
Sub-implosion.
The propane tank. The propane tank. That's all that shit was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, so go ahead.
Okay, so right here, they do day trips to space nowadays. I don't know if you knew they do that nowadays. Day trips. I'm not fucking with you. I'm being dead ass.
I don't know if there's day trips. I know you can get out of the atmosphere. Like, you can do that, like, relatively easy.
A day trip.
But that's not, like, true space, bro. If you're just out in the atmosphere, and it's like you're being in an airplane.
I guess.
You're just a little bit higher.
Just a little.
Imagine that was your view.
William Shatner did it. Okay. He went up on one of these joyrides. Okay.
Went on these joyrides.
And to my understanding, they're in space. Now, you might be right. They might just be getting out of the atmosphere.
Yeah. That's like, there's two definitions, right? Of like, you're going into deep space or you're just getting out of the Earth's atmosphere. And that doesn't take much more than like airplanes. Than jets can get, right? Like as close as a fighter.
Nah, no way, bro. Because I feel like.
I feel like I'm definitely on the mark.
You could be. But
maybe. I don't know.
You think it's $28 million worth a seat?
That's what it costs?
Bro, well, because isn't it for an extended period of time? I'm talking about like these fighter jets can cross it and then come back. Right? Or like get close to like the farthest parts of the atmosphere and then come back. But a space hotel? You stay there over... Like it's obviously accessible to be out there, but it's not like you're in deep space.
This is nuts. It says right here... Alatori says, we want to make this an easy choice. If you want to go to Paris for a week or if you want to go to space for a week, we want it to be a question of preference, not of money.
So it costs roughly the same then?
Nah, it's going to cost a shit ton of money, bro.
It's
going
to cost
so
much. Like, think about the gas set and just the energy to just go out, like depart.
How do you think about it? They got to maintain this too.
In space, you got to have astronauts that are out there repairing. People that are trained astronauts, like pilots and stuff like that, and crew members that just out there in fucking no gravity.
Yeah.
Just like, that's crazy.
I'm thinking HVAC right now.
Bro, imagine.
I'm like, yo.
Do I have a future on a space shuttle?
I'm like, hold on. How do we?
They need AC, bro.
You can't even put fire in space, can you?
Not in like a pressurized chamber of some sort.
No.
Nah. There's no way. Isn't everything like... Electrical.
This mission sounds impossible.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Get Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible.
I don't. I would love to see how they fabricate this shit, man. I want to see how they even get it up there and how they get it. Because, like, okay, so they're going to more than likely put it in orbit, right?
Right. More than likely.
That's, like, that's nuts, dude. That means that the plane or ship or however they're going to get you up there, elevator, I don't know how they're going to do it, has to be accurate all the time, bro.
So like does
cars,
an airplane.
Tars take the wheel.
So does an airplane.
Bro, if it was a free thing, would you be a guinea pig?
I would.
You know, okay. Like, would you try so you're out? Really testing my judgment and my character right now.
Exactly.
Okay?
This is a big moral decision. Because, how much do you care about your life?
Well, no. Remember, I don't.
It's got to be before 43.
Yeah, I don't exactly. I don't want to make it past. Thank you. But I don't want to say that. I don't want to make it past 43. Don't 5150 me. but one of my big things has always been like, if someone were to ask me if I want to go to space, I'd say fuck yeah, let's do it.
Probably would have done that too at some point.
If I knew it was safe, I would do it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's take a chance. What if you end up repopulating a new planet or some shit? Like, imagine last man mission. Like, I'd be like, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
That'd be nuts. I mean, I don't think I would do it. Huh. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't full send?
You would full send it? Honestly.
Not now.
That's
like
what
maybe
I'm saying.
Like, yeah, like maybe a while. Like not now. Now I'd be like, nah.
Dude, I can't even call you if I'm sad type shit. Like, I can't call my mom. I can't.
No.
Like,
you're just out there and just like, yeah, with your own feelings.
Mm-hmm. You know, just out there in fucking space by myself. You know, who am I going to talk to? The wall?
All right, what if they sent you with 10 people?
Huh?
What if they sent you with 10 people?
Can I
choose? Depends on the 10 people. Yeah.
Nah. All right, you know what? I would. All right,
10 random people.
I would do it.
What if they're all fucked up? What if they're like, it turns out they picked by accident like 10 cannibals? And you're out there fighting off cannibals.
You'd get eaten.
No. Wow. Come on, man.
Oh,
nine against one? Fate.
Listen.
Stealthy.
They might like to eat humans, bro, but I just like to eat. So I'm going to fuck them up. You feel me? So
yeah. That's crazy. He's like, I'm going to take some eating too.
I'm like, yo, you trying? You want my food? No. You know, it's over. No, I think that I will survive against some cannibals. And that's just because I'm the most sane one there. You know, they're insane. I'm sane.
True.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I feel like if you're in space, you would get insane. Doesn't. You know what I mean?
No, I think me with nine of the cannibals, it's a free for all. Keep in mind, there's no teams here. I think I get.
You don't know that. Maybe you could recruit some people to
you
your
side. Yeah.
Maybe you can convert to uncannibalize some of these people.
Nah, maybe
a preacher out in space.
I would actually pretend to join them just to betray them.
Would you eat them though?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You'd eat them?
Would I eat them? No.
Oh, you just kill them?
Yeah. They'll kill them before they kill me.
But then you're alone. This leaves you the problem now.
Yeah, now you're back to square
now
one.
You're back to square one, right? That's what I'm
can't
saying.
Call my mom. Can't call. He's like, I thought I had friends out here.
You know what? I'll just do what the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy did. I'll just get like a Walkman.
Oh,
just dance.
I just listen to 80s music.
I said, if you get one free item to take with you, that's what you're bringing?
All right, one free item to space. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. And it still works. If you said you're following,
if it's
it works.
A battery powered thing, it's like solar power.
Yes.
You can
always use it, whatever it is. If you want your phone.
Yeah, no. I'd rock with music. I would definitely rock with music. Yeah. I, you know me, bro. I listen to music all the time. All
right, wait. I got one more question for you to add to this. If you could have unlimited like Spotify access on a phone or you have a one-way connection with like a Xbox or PlayStation that'll always run. So you at least have one touch of home. Like you can play games with your homies.
I would do a PlayStation. PlayStation.
Yeah, because then I could get Spotify.
No, you can't get Spotify. Like that's the only thing. The only option is Spotify or just video games with your boys.
Video
no
games.
Music.
Nah, I'm listening to music.
Yeah, video games.
Yeah,
because music
video games,
it gets boring after a while.
Like I would do single player mode. Yeah. I would try to beat every game ever made.
Yep, me too.
And then that's like every game ever made. I'd be like, all right, just one after the
other.
Well,
like hold on, but Spotify allows me to listen to podcasts. Like that.
That's so. Very true.
That's true. But there's not
like, form entertainment.
Too many good podcasts. I feel like we'd run through them.
Yeah, but
quick.
You got to think. Think about sitting there and listening to music or sitting there listening to a podcast, which is great. But then again, we're talking days or weeks later where you're literally sitting doing nothing and eating and listening. At least with a PlayStation or a video game console, you could sit there and you could play some games.
Yeah, you can like work your brain a little bit, you know?
Still waiting for this hotel to be built.
That's funny.
We'll have to get there, guys. We'll have to get there.
We'll have to go.
So 2027.
That seems so close.
You know what else I think comes out in like 2027 is flying cars. Did you see that?
Bro, that's never
Where are these predictions coming from?
I don't know.
Where are these numbers coming from?
One of the biggest predictions is the year 2050, and it pisses me off because I'm like, everyone's just picking that fucking date because it's right in the middle.
50?
2050 for what?
All the bad shit that happened.
That's what everybody said about 2012, the new millennium, 2000.
Like, what if one of these times they guess right? what if?
It's going to be 2050.
You think so?
100%.
Why?
Because it's in the middle.
Doesn't mean
what
anything.
Does that mean? This time is just 100 years. What if it's 10 years? The middle
what
is
happened
five.
In 1950? Google it right now. I bet you the most historic thing fucking happened in 1950.
Well, that was after World guess, War II. What is the most historic thing?
Let's look.
If it's the most historic thing, we should know it, right?
Right.
Because it's the most historic thing.
I mean, it's after.
But 2050 is going to be drastic for our generation because we lived through it.
I think actually the 50s was a great time to live.
Yeah, it was just after the war. We okay. just, you know, wrapped 19, up.
Oh.
Industrial Revolution Ooh. Is going wild. Economy's booming.
Kev might be right.
Nah, come on. What?
Are you ready? This hurricane. Is the first thing that popped up. 1950 marked the beginning of the Korean War. In June, North Korea invaded South Korea and America joined the fight. The war claimed more than 30,000 American soldiers and millions of Korean citizens.
That is a war, and there's a lot of wars
fossil
that happened
fuels are
in 1912.
Be gone by 2050.
Fossil fuels?
Yes.
But hopefully we'll have a sustainable source. Wait, first off, who's to say by 2050? By what numbers? What? You got the math?
Yeah.
How many sources? Like, how many people are saying, yeah, by 2050, we're going to
all
run
the
out
dot .govs.
The dot .govs.
Ooh. And the dot .edus.
Mm.
Do you know what scares me more than anything?
The year 2051?
No.
Water.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. Oh.
Okay. Okay. No, I know what you're saying. Because that is my... Okay, I had this conversation with someone like...
Wait, what is Yellowstone? Is it the volcano?
It's a super volcano.
The,
mm-hmm.
the one that's
the
like
of,
active?
It's the end of the world, yeah. It's the end
oh
of the
my
world.
God. A super volcano? Survival. I thought it would span like a couple of like states. I didn't know it would
couple
take...
A couple countries.
Nah.
It would start like a nuclear war because all the soot and the ash would go up into the atmosphere
Wait, are you
and would
serious?
Block out the sun, I swear
It's that big of a super volcano? Mm-hmm.
And erupts every 600 to 850,000 years, and it's been 602,000 years since. So
we need
we're
to buy
due.
Some property somewhere.
So we're due.
We need to buy some property far.
Isn't that so fucked up to think we're due? We're due for. We're due. For, and I saw that from it was the show William Shatner, man. The unexplained.
The unexplained.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they were talking about O'Reliable. The you know God's O'Reliable. The reason it's called O'Reliable is because it always shoots its geyser within
right.
like and it's reliable on it because it's every 7 seconds or so. It's the most active volcano, you know, that is there to be.
Right.
But it been should have erupted. And yeah, no, you're right. They say that when it does erupt, that it will destroy the world. Honestly, it will destroy the world.
It would. But now back to like our alien conversation, a lot of these people believe and have theories that aliens are trying to give us the technology or try and push us in a direction where there's interstellar travel where we can get off of this planet. Maybe before it happens. Now, is it going to happen tomorrow? I mean, who knows, but...
It could happen at any given time.
It could happen at any given time. That's what's horrifying. You're literally sitting on a time bomb and you don't know when it's going to go off. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going in an elevator and there's a bomb there and somebody says it's going to go off. You don't know when it closes the door and you're just sitting there. That's what it's like.
That's what it's like. It's just at a larger scale, right? Like just a way bigger scale.
Yeah.
And when things are bigger, time is elongated. That's why it's like, we don't know when it's going to happen. Like if you're in an elevator size relative, you're like, it could happen in a minute.
Yeah.
Bomb. It could malfunction. Somebody could press it.
Sure.
So many things.
Yeah. So many. But with that being said, Xavier, I think we're going to sign off at tea time here, man.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yeah. It's been a surreal conversation. We had a lot going on here.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, to enlighten the mood, okay, don't you worry. You're going to make it past 2050. We're going to make it to 2051. We're going to make it up in space by 2027. Yep. And, you know, the aliens are going to get us off this planet. So don't worry.
That's apparently what's going to happen. My friend, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt, bro. Oh. Thank you all for watching this Tea Time exclusive, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez.
There it is.
Signing out.